another life a long, long time ago, and I just now had a vivid, vivid vision of the time when I lived during the Holy Roman Empire. I believe that I lived as the Emperor Tuchus Lysias. And together with my bride, Sleaze Baggies, we had an idyllic lifestyle. My only duty was to hold court once a month. I would gather my henchmen around me, and they would file reports. Turdocles would read the minutes from across the room, of course. I noticed as Turdocles was reading the minutes, the table was vibrating, and there was water splashing out of my carafe. My pens were rolling back. I said, what the hell's going on here? Who's shaking the table? Someone said, hand jobbius, sire. I said, hand jobbius? Knock it off, all right? The table's shaking here. Unbelievable. All right, Dumnutzius, what have you been doing all week? And so has Dumnutzius told me about the deal he had made with Spurticles. To deal with Douchebaggius in a most unsavory manner, I watched as Testiculus picked his nose and Foreskinius glanced idly out the window. I'm thinking, this is a life. I'm dealing with these nudnicks. Just then, Pompeius said, sire, one of your subjects wants to have an audience with you. And I said, but Pompeius, who wants to have an audience? Why didn't Hemeroidocles stop him at the gate? You know I don't like to be interrupted. He said, well, Hemeroidocles tried to stop him at the gate, but Spurticus let him through. I said, oh, my God. Well, this guy walks in to see me. His hair is matted against his skull. His face is soaking wet. I said, you come to see Emperor Tuchus face? He is looking like this. What is your name, knave? He dropped to a knee. He said, sire, my name is Muff Divius. I said, all right, Muff Divius, clean yourself up next time before you come to see me here. What can I do for you? Everybody looked attentively. Ejaculus. I said, Ejaculus, mind your own business, but I'm talking to Muff Divius over here. I said, what do you got for me? He said, sire, I've discovered something that I can't tell you in front of everyone because I'm a tad ashamed. I said, well, whisper it to me, Muff Divius. What have you discovered? He said, well, sire, last night when I was with Plumpanius, I said, you did what? He said,
I said, my God, I can see why you don't want to talk about that Muff Divius.
You recommend it, do you? He said, I do wholeheartedly, sire. That's why I've come to you. Something to break the board and the pace there. I said, well, I don't dare with Sleaze Baggius, but I think I should try one of the local wenches. I said, thank you very much, Muff Divius. He said, my pleasure, sire. So I thought for a while. I said, get Dildonius in here, would you please?
I said, Dildonius, find me a wench. He said, yes, sir, I shall.
So I withdrew to my chambers, and sure enough, the wench was waiting. And I did what Muff Divius suggested. I came away disgusted. Blah, 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 blah. I said, Dildonius, bring me Muff Divius now. Well, sure enough, Muff Divius was thrown into the room by Suppositorius. I said, Muff Divius, are you out of your mind? I just said, the most hideous. He said, well, who are you with, sire? I said, vaginitis. He said, of course you have vaginitis. He said, sire, that's the wrong wench. Puntanius is so sweet. I said, well, she's your wife. He said, sire, I assure you, you will find this pleasant what I have suggested, but I don't think vaginitis is the woman to choose. I said, all right, I'll give you another chance. He said, yes, sire, please believe me. I said, I'm starting to doubt you, Muff Divius. I said, Dildonius, bring me another wench. Sure enough, he paraded another one in. I said, I think this Muff Divius has got a screw loose somewhere, but once again, I did as he suggested, and I went reeling across the room. I said, you got his, bring me Muff Divius again, would you please? And sure enough, Octavius came in trembling. He said, sire, did you not find pleasure? I said, pleasure? Pleasure? That disgusting, yeah. He said, who are you with? I said, Menopausius. He said, sire, I'm telling you, take my wife, Punta. I said, I don't want your wife, Puntagius. You suggested something to me that I thought sounded abominable, and I find out it is abominable. He said, sire, please, give me one more chance. I said, all right, I'll give you one more chance. I'll give you one more chance. And if I don't find pleasure, it's off with your head. He said, sire, I assure you. I said, Dildonius, bring another wench! And sure enough, he brought another wench.
Young, lithe, tanned, sweet, sweet to the eye.
I said, leave me alone with her. And so,
I began what was to be my final attempt at enjoying Muff Davius' suggestion. 10 minutes later, I came reeling out of the room. I leaned out of one of the castle windows, and here's my gadget! Muff Davius turned white. I said, take this man and behead him. Better yet, draw and quarter him. He is to die by royal proclamation. I went, he said, sire, I'm sorry that my suggestion did not please you, but before you execute me, tell me, please, sir, who were you with, your incontinence? I looked at him and I said, I just had the most disgusting session with menstruation. Now off with his head!
Yeah,